Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with colleagues and clients from anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code i5. Hey everybody, I'm Sarah Lane, and welcome to the newest episode of i5 for the iPhone. This is the show for us, the unapologetic iPhone fans. I'm not going to apologize, and neither should you. Every week, we cover five topics from the must-have apps to the news you need to know. Without further ado, let's start the show. Number one, ever since I reviewed Google's new YouTube app, the one that the company submitted to the App Store after YouTube was stripped from iOS 6, people have been aggressively recommending an alternative YouTube app to me called Jasmine. Sometimes I get a little suspicious when an app has too many five-star reviews, too much enthusiasm, I sometimes call BS. But after spending some time with this app, I think they're right. So here's what you do. You log into your YouTube account and everything's ported over, just like you're using YouTube. This is Jasmine. You've got favorites, playlists, subscriptions. Now, back in episode 8, a viewer noted that you couldn't unfavorite videos from the official YouTube app, the new one. Well, you can in Jasmine. Just swipe to the right. There's also an easy way to share or copy the video link or add it to a playlist. Search works really well. The browse area is full of goodies, trending, top rated, most viewed, etc. Each of these can be sorted by day, week, month, or all time. Or you could search by channel if you want beauty or DIY or sports, or you can go straight to a particular user's videos. Now you might be thinking, sure, this looks really nice, but is it that different from the official YouTube app that already isn't terrible? No. Not so much in function, but it is further customizable in the settings. You can choose a night theme. You can change your text size. You can set your playback controls. You can turn on an aggressive spam filter. It's really nice. Jasmine also has a pro edition for $199 that includes parental controls, like restricting playlists or subscriptions for the little ones. Overall, I really like Jasmine. Clean design, fully featured, and it works. Number two. It's hard to believe it actually took me 11 episodes to mention Airbnb, since it's one of my very favorite time-wasting, browsing, daydreaming apps of all time. It's also made Passbook suddenly a lot more useful, but I'll get to that in a second. First, just a refresher on why Airbnb is great. Let's say you're about to go on a trip and the hotel options feel really expensive or they seem really small or both. Airbnb is a fantastic alternative because you pay to live in someone's actual house, you know, with a kitchen and a living room and a local feel. And these aren't dumps either. Just search New York City, for example. Start flipping through the nicely lit photos in various neighborhoods. You've got a lot of options. The price per night is probably less than any hotel you'd actually want to sleep in. It goes both ways, too. Maybe I'm about to go on extended travel and I want to make some money off of my empty house. Or maybe I'm lucky enough to have more than one property. Wouldn't that be nice? I can list my property, I can set a price, and then I just start booking it up. Both the host and the guest can manage bookings via the iPhone app. You can check availability on listings, message other members, stuff like that. Sometimes I wonder who all these people are with these beautiful apartments that they aren't living in, but I do like flipping through them. By the way, I have actually stayed in apartments I found on Airbnb, and the experience has always been seamless, so I really am a big fan. So, I mentioned Passbook. Here's why it pays to read the developer notes. Now, when you book a trip, you can add your upcoming reservation to your Passbook by tapping on your upcoming reservation in the upcoming tab. I don't have any right now, but if I did, I could pull up the info easily in Passbook, just like a receipt. Loves it! So, iPhone 5 users out there, how are you liking the whole headphone jack on the bottom thing? I don't really have a problem with it, but I do find myself holding the phone upside down all the time because I forget that the headphone jack is no longer on the north end. It's kind of awkward. I got an email from Jeremy with the subject line, "Why the headphone jack on the bottom is better," he says. "Dusty pockets. I've always placed my phone in my pocket with the dock connector side up. When I would listen to music with headphones, I'd have to flip my phone dockside down in the dust in my pocket. Now I can always put my phone in my pocket dockside up, tunes or no tunes. Well, Jeremy, I'm not sure how dusty your pockets are. That's a separate issue. But I agree that it's easier to protect the delicate parts of the phone all at once on one edge than to have to choose headphone jack facing up and the connector down in a dark well of pocket lint. So figured I'd throw out the question to all of you. Do you like the new headphone jack location for another reason? Does it make more sense in a way I haven't thought of? Or better yet, why is it worse? Vent to us at i5@twit.tv. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from our friends at Citrix. If you work with other people, meetings are part of the deal. It's how you collaborate. It's how you share ideas. It's how you problem solve. So what happens when the team's spread out and you've got a powwow? You use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's an extremely simple way to meet and collaborate with coworkers or clients. Phone calls are fine, but you miss out on visual cues and body language like in a real meeting. With GoToMeeting, you see each other, you walk through presentations, everything's in sync. So you have employees in different cities or states or countries. No biggie. GoToMeeting allows you to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. And with built-in HD video conferencing, you can see each other face-to-face. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code I5. Be sure to use that promo code I5. GoToMeeting, because meeting is believing. Oh, and by the way, GoToMeeting's got terrific mobile apps, too. And my other iOS show, iPad Today, do you watch iPad Today? It's really good. We're doing a cool giveaway. If you want a brand new iPad, just tell us where in the world would you meet from and why if you had the GoToMeeting app on the iPad. Share your story, and you have a chance to win a free iPad signed by Leo Laporte, who's a very big deal around these parts. Courtesy of GoToMeeting, use the hashtag iPadTodayFree to enter to win. That's just the hash. iPad Today Free. The contest is for legal U.S. residents only, and for rules and regulations, go to inside.twit.tv, and don't forget to try GoToMeeting Free today. Number four. It's been a good week for audience submissions. Phil sent us a video of how to make the most of a day, or even a night, at the museum.
Hi. On a recent family holiday to Paris, my wife and I decided that rather than our usual museum practice of just wandering around aimlessly looking at things on display, that we were going to use an audio tour. And so I downloaded onto my iPhone this Louvre audio tour guide, which we found to be really very good. You can run it in several different modes. Firstly, you can follow the masterpiece tour that takes you around maybe 8 or 9 different artworks and gives you several minutes worth of very good explanation between them. Almost as entertaining is the commentary of how you get from gallery to gallery and what's going on in those big hallways and those grand rooms. But you can also run it in the more traditional museum mode of just wandering around, looking at artworks and hearing several minutes of explanation for each one. You can additionally download extra tours for a very modest cost, very inexpensive. And it really is a great way of enjoying a gallery that maybe you wouldn't have got very much out of before. I thoroughly recommend it. The downside is that it tends to reset the tour every time a text message comes in or something like that, and the app loses focus and you go back to the home screen. But that's a small inconvenience because it's very easy to get back to the part of the tour where you were at. So, very good. And this is Phil from the Engineers Bench podcast, video and screen casts for broadcast engineers. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phil, again. I love this idea, especially at the Louvre, which, if you've been there, you know it's too big, too overwhelming to tackle in a day without good context like this. The Louvre audio guide is $3.99, has over 3 hours of audio commentary, and gives you some cool tour options. You can hit the big masterpieces, or you can do a self-guided thing and get access to temporary exhibitions that might be passing through at the same time you are. By the way, this is the official Louvre Museum audio guide, made for both iOS and Android. So next time you visit Mona Lisa, you'll want to be running this app. Finally, number five. Let's end on a fun note. Over the weekend, I discovered a free app called Manga Camera that does exactly what it sounds like. It mangaizes photos. All you do is take a photo from within the app, choose from a selection of manga filters, and save. The results are kind of unpredictable, which adds to the fun. You can play around with the environment settings. You can send your creations out to Twitter or Facebook, or just save to your camera roll. And even though the app's free, I see no ads here. Nice. I love Manga Camera, but there are a couple limitations you should know about. First of all, you can't import a photo. You have to take a photo through the app, and it won't save the original unfiltered photo. You will be stuck with the manga version forever. Otherwise, it's lots of fun, and it's guaranteed to get all of your friends asking, "Wow, how'd you do that?" when you mangaize your next profile picture. And that's all she wrote, at least for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. For links to everything we talk about, to subscribe to the show, which is totally free, or catch up on episodes 1 through 10, just visit us at twit.tv/i5. You can email us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next time.